The loss of 3 Rancors and injury to 2 Night Sisters had apparently caused the remaining Night Sisters to do some thinking themselves. The next attack did not come until an hour after the last one ended. Again, Ben felt a twitch in the force net overhead. Again, he and others raised the alarm. But this time, only archers and blaster fighters crowded the crest of the hill. Ben, leader of the shields at the southwest slope, stood among the pole wielders and did not move forward to see.
5 of them! 6! 7! 8!
That was the turbo leader ahead, one of the reigning leaves women. She sounded worried, but not fearful. The turbos began firing. Their concentrated fire lasted only a few seconds. Then their unit leader called out,
"Shields up! Shields up!"
Ben pressed himself in close to the stake wielder to his left, a reigning leaf. His change in position opened space between him and the pole to the right. Bow and blaster bearers streamed between them, flowed through the loose formation of spear warriors behind, and began reforming. Ben stepped back to his original spot. The ground shook, and Ben saw Rancor hands and heads top the hill crest. He raised his voice to be heard over the general clamor.
"Shields, brace yourselves!"
Then the Rancors heaved themselves up onto the hilltop and charged forward. Wielders of the braced poles aimed their sharpened ends at each of the 5 Rancors in the front rank. The Rancors hit. Poles bent. One snapped. The Rancors reached for men and women. Spear fighters impaled their arms and hands as they grabbed. Ben lit his lightsaber and thrust it into a Rancor knee all the way to its hilt.
"Turbo! Center head! Fire!"
The woman leading the turbos was well chosen. Her voice, shrill but commanding, cut through the tumult and was easy to hear. Blaster fire and arrows poured into the face of the Rancor in the center. In moments, that face was unrecognizable. And yet the beast was not dead. Not quite. Howling, it staggered away, crashed through the line of 3 Rancors in the rear, and toppled over the hill crest. The one Ben had kneecapped also staggered back, but only far enough to have its position in line filled by an uninjured Rancor. That left 4 in front, 3 behind.
"Turbos! Left center! Face! Fire!"
In moments, another Rancor staggered away, dying. Those remaining grabbed as viciously and as vigorously at the lines of spear and pole wielders, but the latter kept them from advancing, and the former protected their fellow warriors. And now, the witches entered the combat. A storm of assaults, lightning, hails of rocks, flashes of fire, bone-rattling sonics hammered into the Rancor line. A Rancor managed to get past prodding spears and sharpened poles to grab the woman to Ben's left around the waist. He swung, put extra effort into the blow. Despite the sheer mass of the Rancor's arm, his lightsaber cut through the wrist, severing the hand entirely. The Rancor stood straight up, looking at its cauterized injury, howling in dismay at the pain. And then its head ignited, set afire by a witch's spell. Clutching its head, it hurtled over the edge. All of a sudden, of the 8 that had come against them, 3 Rancors remained. For the first time, Ben could feel an emotion from them that was not pain or rage. And that emotion was fear. The Rancors retreated.
"Shields, hold fast!"
"Turbos, advance! Fire at will!"